from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Bully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's Bears week. All about the start of the season. Go Bears. Oh, by the way, there was a no-hitter last night. The Sox finally got past a certain Detroit pitcher with their 32nd win of the season, Mr. Dave.
Good morning, Molly. Yes, is ready to go this morning because that was quite a night. Wrigley Field.
Oh, my God.
Electric. A no-no for
Shoho.
Show.
Shohei.
What is it? You got to have some sort of play on where the
show-no.
The show-no. And yet, it was more than just
but he had showed him go-go, and they needed to fill in. I don't.
95 pitches, comes out of the game, 7 innings, no-hit ball. The Cubs have a combined no-hitter, the first no-hitter at Wrigley Field. Wow, since 1972. That's a long time.
Is that right? 72?
Yes.
Wow.
Milt Pappas was the last time, September 2nd, 1972. Milt Pappas. Should have been a perfect game. I'm sure people of a certain age will tell you that.
Ask Milt.
But, didn't yes, he take exactly. That? Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Last night, though, Shota Imanaga, the Cubs' best pitcher this year. Combines on a no-hitter. Miguel Amaya, the catcher, tears in his eyes after the game, emotional night at Wrigley Field. We welcome in the NFL season this morning, still celebrating something that doesn't happen very often at Wrigley Field last night. This is going to be a fun day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. So much to talk about, so much good happening. And, you know, listen, who knows? Get a couple more of those no-hitters, and who you play doesn't matter, right?
Well,
so there's that.
Yeah, if you no-hit the Yankees this weekend, that's another big deal.
That'd be a little bit bigger
deal. Can you imagine that?
No. No, I can't imagine
No, not with it, Judge and Soto.
What you mean one, a no? What one man can do, another man can do.
You mean the no-no against Soto?
I don't know if those are guys you no-no.
I don't no-no them very well. Do you know Anthony Rizzo? He's coming back.
If you no-no them, then you don't no-no them. You know what I mean?
We'll talk about the wisdom of pulling Shota after 95 pitches. We'll talk about the fan reaction, I'm sure, throughout the program. Mm-hmm. Here's the one thing that stood out to me. I wanted to get your take on this.
Please.
And anyone else who wants to weigh in. I don't buy this, or at least I don't understand how professional baseball players, pitchers who do this for a living, throw strikes for a living, can be in the bullpen, can be on the mound in the midst of history, throwing a no-hitter and not being aware that they're throwing a no-hitter.
Yeah, that was amazing that he did not realize that that was a no-hitter. And there was apparently no pushback whatsoever.
Are you buying that?
In part because he didn't know that he had a no-hitter going.
I don't understand.
In fact, they said the only guy that pushed back was Dansby Swanson.
Yeah.
He wanted to remain on the field. They took everybody else out.
Right, because it was a blowout.
Because the game was over.
And the Pirates threw a position player.
They got bigger fish to fry.
On the mound.
Yeah.
And yet, Dansby Swanson, presence of mind, and good thing because they needed him.
Well, he got the last three outs. That's pretty good.
Much better about Dansby Swanson fielding that ground ball than Miles Mastroboni.
Yeah,
that's nothing fair. Against Miles Mastroboni.
No, it's fair.
But
fair
I just don't know how you're in the midst of all of this, and you have to have that awareness, or you're so locked in, your intensity is so high that you don't really know what's going on.
I don't. I you know, I obviously have never been in a position like that. Not only have I never pitched professionally, but I've never been good enough at anything to feel like I had a no-hitter going. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Like, it just, so I think there are different moments in your life where you feel like, hey, this is going well.
Different approaches.
But I don't know that, I don't know. I mean, any game I ever played, I knew exactly how I had done. Any basketball game I ever played in, I knew exactly how many points I scored or how many rebounds I had. I think that you're computing your own game as you go. I don't know anyone that isn't.
I don't know many running backs could tell you how many yards they have in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm at 77. I need another carry.
You'd have a fair idea.
You have an idea.
Yeah.
If you're having a good game. But that's not
not
a no-hitter.
Yeah.
A no-hitter.
You know,
everybody in the building knows what's going on.
Okay. That got me last time.
Craig Counsell is not the superstitious sort, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the program, I think, in the afternoon show the other day, and he talked about Trevor Hoffman talking about, well, nobody in baseball has superstitions. They just have rituals. One of the rituals, though, is well adhered to, tried and true.
Don't say that.
Don't mention the no-hitter in the dugout.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of it. Shota not knowing he was throwing a no-hitter. This isn't like the model of intensity necessarily. He's locked in, but this is a guy who's having a good time. He's taking in all of the elements. He's smiling on the mound. He's got the gestures. He's fun to watch. Does he not look at the scoreboard at some point and see a big zero in the hit column for the Pirates? I don't know.
It's interesting that we mentioned, or Dustin mentioned, Caitlin Clark had a triple-double. She got a rebound with like 10 seconds left, and she said the crowd went nuts. She said she knew what her stats were because she could see it on the scoreboard.
Yes. Well, and you can't miss it on today's scoreboards.
I'm just saying, if you're, and I don't know about the old-fashioned scoreboard, but if you're a player, are you always looking at the scoreboard? Do you check other teams, see how they're doing in a pennant race? I don't know the answer to that.
But
I would do so.
I am not wired enough. Maybe this is just everyone's got their own approach. I can't ignore the things that are going on around me, even if I've tried to.
Sure.
Like, you want to be locked in if you're Shota Imanaga. Maybe he is that intense and you're that oblivious to the history you're making. If so, I want some of that because he's got a way to maybe focus and lock in and not let the outside factors create the anxiety that he must have felt, you must feel in the midst of a no-hitter. I just don't know how you can be watching in the bullpen and the pitchers that contributed to the no-hitter had no clue that this was going on.
It would be less exhausting if you didn't go through life like a poker player trying to read what the other opponent has, right? It would be
That's the secret to life.
But I don't, I mean, the people that I went to college with that were stoners, I'm not sure I know anybody that goes through life without being aware of what's going on around them. And if they do,
dude,
that's usually a sign of not being very copped on or very bright.
I don't disagree.
I'm just saying, I think that you're constantly taking in information. And frankly, if you have any kind of urban paranoia, if you've grown up in any kind of environment like that, you are monitoring everything that's going on around you at all times.
Well, I cannot blame it on urban paranoia because I grew up around none of that. I grew up as quiet as you possibly can imagine in a rural town, population 1,500. And yet, if I was throwing a no-hitter in front of...
Yet if a guy snuck up on you with a pipe, you would be aware.
I think I'd be aware. Head on a swivel. You go through life like that. So how does Porter Hodge, how does Nate Pearce, how do these guys not necessarily acknowledge or know what's going on? I honestly didn't know we had a no-hitter going, Pearson said with a smirk. Did he?
Is that a smirk? Is that a...
A knowing smirk. No, an unknowing smirk. Anyway.
But the smirk implies something. I don't know what.
It implies he should have known or implies...
Smirk is like I'm in on the joke.
I don't think he was in on the joke.
Okay.
I didn't get that impression. I watched some of the post game. Right. We heard some of the things that they talked about. Shota certainly, through an interpreter, didn't Can you smirk through an interpreter? Did he have a smirk?
The interpreter, wipe that smirk off your face.
Bottom line,
that question.
Bottom line is, and I wonder this, the enthusiasm, the reaction to a no-hitter at Wrigley Field.
Yep.
A special moment. First time in 52 years it's happened.
That's even more
at Wrigley
surprising.
Field. Does that make it different when you try to interpret what one win means, getting back on track against the Pirates? Does that bring you back? I had a text last night from a Cub fan. Immediately after it happened, somebody said, all right.
That doesn't count for two.
Are they back in?
No, that doesn't count for
two. Are you believing again?
It's variance, right? I hate to use the word.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dan.
It doesn't mean that they won two games.
You're a Captain Variance now?
No, but I do believe that's baseball.
Okay, I don't disagree.
You know?
I don't disagree. It is tempting, though.
You'd love to say,
yeah, it's going to count for two, and they're going to go on a little streak now. They're off today.
They had to win, and you felt they had to win.
They definitely had to win that one.
They had to win.
It was must win. I think Dustin labeled it must win yesterday going into it.
I think he labeled it must win statement game. Which
and
is
Shota hurt him.
Greatest,
Shota hurt him. That win needed no translation.
Shota didn't hear him. He just knew innately.
I think Shota hurt him. Shota wore a Walter Payton jersey to the park the other day, and he was listening to the Mullenhaw Show Rewind on his headphones.
I like that he wore that jersey.
I do too.
I like pretty much everything about our guy, Mike.
Mike has been.
So, a guy that is so.
Everything and then,
on,
and then some.
That he notices they have a hard time with his first name when ordering coffee.
Mike, who is so plugged in that he wears a Walter Payton jersey to a Cubs game in Chicago. This is not an unaware young man.
No.
Or a professional
athlete.
He just
didn't know he had a no-hitter going.
I don't buy that.
Maybe Mike wanted out. Maybe Mike didn't care about the no-hitter as much as
his. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Of course, we get the text. I knew this was coming. Seven innings. That's not a no-hitter. Yes, it is. The Cubs had a no-hitter last night. The Cubs.
It's a combined no-hitter.
It's a combined no-hitter.
Yeah.
Last time they did that, now they did that with Craig Kimbrell and buddies. That was a few years ago. They had four people combined on a no-hitter. 2021, June 24th, in L.A. against the Dodgers. And remember that game. Craig Kimbrell, you know, the guy who gets in such an intense stance, he didn't realize it was a no-hitter. I don't get that.
Well, I think
help me understand this, people.
A guy like that just lives in his own world and doesn't really care about whatever team he's on, doesn't follow the game. He just does his thing when the moment tells him.
Are we did you just describe 80% of major leaguers though?
I mean, I think relievers are different than the guy actually throwing the game. I do think it's different. I think that when you're a reliever, you're, you know, sitting around the bullpen, chewing bubble gum, playing mind games with guys. Like I think it's just different than it is when you're out there every inning.
How about the official score. Now, I'm dying. Maybe tomorrow we can talk to Coom about this because it will be Friday. We'll talk to Ron Coomer. Brian Reynolds reached base. Was it early on? That was the first inning, I believe. And it was a hit. And they changed it to an error.
When did they change it to an error?
Shortly after, I believe.
They have to do it right away.
They pretty much did it right away. But it was a hit and then ruled an error. And Coom earlier in the week was going off on the official score in Washington, I believe, about how they were giving these guys hits they didn't deserve. And they were big league players, should have made big league plays. And I just wonder, should that have been an error or was that a hit? No controversy there, but it just was curious because that was the only time really that there was any kind of question about such a thing. And then you go in for the first inning. I don't think you're thinking no hitter at that point.
Right. Right.
You're thinking, oh, you could cancel the
post-game
show.
Had they gone back after the game and changed it, then we'd have
we'd have a controversy.
We'd have a conversation.
Yes.
But I think if they're changing it in real time, it's okay.
Boy, Isak Paredes. Yikes. He survived. Three errors?
It's pretty cool to have three errors in a no-hitter.
No, it's not. There's nothing cool about it.
I think it's pretty cool.
It's unusual.
It's ridiculous.
Is it unprecedented? I wonder that.
I don't know. I'm sure someone...
There's got to be somebody out there. Jay Cuda up yet?
Have we talked about variants yet?
Yes, you have, Dan. Proxy Dan.
That's so mean.
Morning show Dan.
Never hurt me more.
You're wounded. I don't know if there's ever been a no-hitter with three errors by the same guy.
Yeah,
isn't it something?
Good.
We just talked to Jed about Isak Paredes and his defense. He's not been good over there.
Well, he didn't replace a guy that was a gold glover.
But that's why you replaced the guy.
Yeah. No, he's not been good. You're right. Listen, I mean, are we going to now go back to the season's over?
No, we're not. We're going to keep it happy today. Happy Talk Thursday.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.